Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's episode, Learning to Lead. This episode was written and recorded during the Memorial Day weekend in 2018 and was inspired while I was doing one of my favorite things. I was reading while I was outside. There are few things I like more in life than being outside, and when I can combine it with my other passions, I'm really happy. My favorite thing to do outside is move. On a trail, a sidewalk, a beach, anywhere. My second favorite thing to do outside is read and have music playing in the background. Preferably classical music. This episode, I'm going to set the stage for you. And as we approach the summer, I wanted to give you a few texts that I would recommend you read in order to grow your leadership. Each book I've read, and I'm recommending for a different reason, but each of them are interesting and will allow you to grow as a leader. As always, I feel it necessary to define leadership because so many people hear the word leader and always think that it is describing other people. It's not. Because a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. When you read books, how do you read? Are you a contemplator? Someone who reads a few pages and sets the book on your lap and looks off into the distance and thinks about it? Are you a graffiti artist? Someone who writes in the book's margins and records your own thoughts? Are you a breezer? Someone who reads quickly and thinks later? Or are you a discusser? Someone who reads the book and walks around with great fascination, sharing your knowledge with everyone you run into? Well, I'm kind of all of them. And there are some texts I can read at 100 miles per hour and others that are a marathon for me because I just keep stopping and reflecting. I'm going to give you 5 book titles that I was all of the aforementioned behaviors, and my hope is that this summer you can find your spot to learn more ways to lead. Some of these texts you may have heard of, and some you may have already read, and some you may not have ever heard of before. In addition, I want to challenge you to like the Smart Thinking Facebook page and then post the books you're reading as well as your thoughts on those texts. So let's set the tone for the books. Now, I geeked out a little bit for this episode and went out onto my deck and recorded exactly what you would hear if you, your book, and your chair were there with me. So first you hear this, nature. I live very close to Lake Michigan as well as a large natural area. So we have a lot of wildlife in our yard. Songbirds, seagulls, raptors, deers, owls, doves. Well, you're going to hear them all. And a while back, I spoiled myself and put stereo speakers on my deck so that I could hear stereo music perfectly when my chair was centered on the deck. This is what it sounds like when I sit down and read in summer. So, now that you're all on my deck with me, which, wouldn't it be cool to have a big reading marathon with all of us? Let's discuss the 5 books I'd recommend you read this summer, what you'll get, and why you need to read them to grow your leadership, expand your thinking, and be a smart thinker. The first book is by Chip and Dan Heath, and it's called The Power of Moments. The Heath brothers have written several books, and I love the angles they take their work from. They truly write with fascination and discovery in their voice. This text is very applicable to everyone because they focus on our ability to make the most of every moment of every day. I believe this is a great book for teachers, parents, corporate leaders, and all others. In the text, there's one question that stuck out and haunted me. What do you remember most about high school? Few people answer that question with anything academic. Instead, they talk about social or athletic experiences. Why? Well, they're memorable. The book focuses you and your mind on how to change people's life experiences so that they can go from plain to extraordinary. The problem is that we all fail to focus on making every moment memorable. They share ways that companies have onboarded employees so that they'll never forget their first day, so that they engage in their culture and have great loyalty. They discuss the importance of elevating experiences, creating insight for people, and developing pride so that people walk away from ordinary and remember it as an unbelievable and extraordinary moment. This is a great and quick read that will leave you looking for ways to apply your learning immediately. The Power of Moments by the Heath Brothers. is the name of the book, and I'd highly recommend it. And hey, if you're driving, don't try to write these down. I'll have them on the Facebook page and embedded in the description for this episode so that you can grab them later on. Book number two, Sean Akers, The Happiness Advantage. Now, this isn't a new text, but it's a text a lot of people haven't read. And the title speaks for itself. And I was given this book from my uber-optimistic friend, Aaron Sadoff. This is a contemplating book. You'll read a couple of pages and stop and think about your mindset. This book is a must for you to fuel your optimism and make you better for yourself and others. Akers describes the book in three sentences. First, we become more successful when we are happier and more positive, not the other way around. Happiness is the joy we feel striving after our potential. And the happiness advantage is not the belief that we don't need to change, it is the realization that we can. Akers highlights seven principles in his text, and of the seven principles, my favorite is number four, falling up. The quote I highlighted, underlined, and wrote next to, or graffitied, is this. Study after study shows that if we are able to conceive of a failure as an opportunity for growth, we are all the more likely to experience that growth. Akers' book will leave you thinking strong and hard about your attitude, your optimism, and how you lead. If you want to make a difference in your own life, read it. If you want to be the difference in others' lives, live it. The book is The Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. Book number three, The Captain Class by Sam Walker. This is a book a lot of people I'm not sure have heard of, but I'm throwing this one in the mix for two reasons. It's a great study of leadership, and it's about sports. So there's a certain sector of people out there who don't really like to read, and I think this book will engage them. This is a book that I actually believe that a lot of coaches and athletes should read as well. Walker is a sports guy through and through, and his descriptions and examples are gripping. He, like Akers, identifies seven behaviors found in leaders and describes their behaviors by giving great examples that will keep you engaged throughout the book. This is a book that you'll read and need to find someone to talk to about it. It's a did you know type of book, but it will also have you questioning your courage, tenacity, and dedication. I like it because I believe that too many people coach and forget that one of their primary jobs while coaching others is to make them leaders. If I were still a varsity coach, this book would be mandatory reading for all of my players. Because it would be critical for me to be able to create a great mindset amongst the athletes I served. And as the book jacket says, the 17 most dominant teams in sports history had one thing in common. They each employed the same type of a captain. A singular leader with an unconventional set of skills and tendencies. Drawing on original interviews with athletes, general managers, coaches, and team-building experts, the author Sam Walker identifies the seven core qualities of the captain class, from doggedness and emotional control to tactical aggression and the courage to stand apart. It's a great book. And if you want to create a language amongst your leadership team and have the ability to draw upon stories to reinforce that leadership, this book will give you all of that and then some. Again, the book is called The Captain Class by Sam Walker. Book 4, Forged in Crises by Nancy Cohn. Okay, this is a marathon book, and I mean that in a you're going to do a lot of thinking if you choose this book. And let me qualify this book a little bit as well, because you need to be a certain type of person to read this. First, you need to like history. Second, you need to like detailed biographies. And third, you cannot be in a rush, because you're going to think a lot. As a matter of fact, I found myself often going online and looking into other resources to check and hear and learn more about the five people that are described in this text. This book ended up in the top 10% of my favorite books of all time. Cohn takes the lives of five very different leaders over the course of history and shows how they led during significant crisis. Shackleton, Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and Rachel Carson. These five people have one thing in common, crisis. The book breaks down each of their lives into mini biographies, paints the picture of the times, and then goes into how their unique characteristics guided them through crisis. Now, many leaders find themselves in crisis, and when we do, we become a little self-absorbed in those moments, and it is in those instances that you believe it can't get much worse. Wrong. Cohn gets you into these leaders' heads. You see how they are forced to make choices to live or die, end the Civil War, fight for principle, risk their lives, fight the Nazis, take on the establishment. These are courageous people, and Cohn takes their leadership behaviors and breaks them down. Just when you get hooked on the story or decisions of the leaders, she stops and identifies what it is about them that is unique in the moment, and she demonstrates how their leadership and character are guiding them through these crisis-filled decisions. The book is Forged in Crisis by Nancy Cohn. Number 5, When by Daniel Pink. Pink is someone who, when he writes a book, I gotta have it. I love his texts, and this most recent one does not disappoint. It is filled with applicable strategies that are common sense and backed with science. When? When is the best time for school to start for middle school and high school kids? When is the peak time to do your best? When is it the best time to do your best work? This text explores so many ways to think about when to do things. It'll leave you contemplating, discussing, and marking up the text with a ton of graffiti. Pink is a fun author who writes with a voice of discovery, and this book will change your life. It changed mine. Here's one way. Now, if I take a nap now, I eat a piece of dark chocolate right before I lay down, and I only nap for 20 minutes. Why? There's a science to when is the best time to use caffeine and when to nap and how to avoid grogginess and misusing the benefits of the nap. Pink does a great job in the text demonstrating when it is best and when it is not best to do just about everything. Now, there's a lot more examples in here than mine on napping, but this book is important for you as a leader because it will help you plan better, be more empathetic, as well as more likely to support others by ensuring you are thinking about when to do things with and for those you serve. The book is When by Daniel Pink. So let's do some smart thinking. Which one of these books most intrigued you? Which one will you go out and get for your summer? What will you do this summer to grow yourself in order to build up those you serve? When you read, do you contemplate, use graffiti, or share your newfound knowledge? And finally, what are you reading, and how do you share your learning with others? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this episode on your social media platform and help me help others. And thank you to the Well Pennies for their music, and of course, thank you for listening. If you're interested in working with me around any of these texts, please email me at ted@cesa6.org, and if you'd like my smart summaries of some of these texts and others, please go to the cesa6.org website and search for smart summaries. Finally, mark your calendar and watch the Smart Thinking Facebook page for a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. On August 8, 2018, I'll be hosting a free one-day summit called Ensuring Great Leadership at Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. As a result of a very generous donation from CM Regent Insurance Company, we have planned a day-long opportunity for you to learn and grow. 4 authors and leaders will be sharing their knowledge with us. The author just talked about 2 seconds ago, Daniel Pink, will be there. George Kunz, an author and retired Super Bowl champion. Eric Larson, a polar explorer and mountaineer. And Liz Murray, an author and inspirational leader. And on top of all that, the day will end with a mini concert by the Well Pennies and free samples of beer, cider, and wine from Luxembourg. 9 to 5 in Milwaukee, August 8th. I'll post the registration link to the Smart Thinking Facebook page later this week, and I hope to see you there. Now remember, this event is fully sponsored. In other words, it's free. But you have to register fast because only the first 400 people will be able to register. I hope to see you there, and because I believe we are all leaders, it would be great to have people from all over attend this event, grow together, and share their learning. Like the books I just discussed, it is the constant investment into your knowledge that allows you to grow those you serve so that every day, everyone around you can have a greater impact on everything. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world?
world with me. Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.